Good morning. We're continuing with Sayyid and Puff of Tess, Simon Yadalit. Shoba Arbis Shal Shabbos. Blahitkabo Mashav Ruach, Bekayotzevoy. So a person made a mistake in Shmon Esrei of Friday night of something which the halacha is, if he does not say it or he said it incorrectly, he would have to repeat Shmon Esrei. So he didn't say Mashav Ruach Amor to Goshem in the wintertime, and that a person is not Yotze Shmon Esrei without saying that. A person forgot Yalla V'Yavo Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Okay, something of that sort. Oh, I feel a little Yisbalo Klal, or the person, whatever reason, did not daven Marav. Umechaven Kishomer Hashatz Brocha Achas Be'en Sheva Mirosh Ba'atzoif Mila B'Mila. And lechatchila, he should daven Shmon Esrei again. Or if he did not daven, he should go daven. But instead of doing that, he listens to what's known as bracha achas me'ein sheva. So me'ein means it's going to be, instead of saying a full bracha, he's going to say parts of the bracha which are comparable. It is a contraction of, and it's an abridged version of the full bracha. So we refer to the bracha of Ala Michya is Me'ein Sholosh. The Chi of Deraisa is to say three brachas of benching. This is an abridged version of the three brachas that we say in Ala Michya, or Ala Geffen, or Ala Eitz. So the bracha, what we say Friday nights, after Vayechulu, the paragraph of Vayechulu is we repeat, and then the chazan starts with Baruch Atah Hashem, and we say Magen Avos, and then he says Elokeinu Melech Avoseinu, and he ends off with Mekadosh Hashabbos. So he says one bracha, starts with Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Avoseinu, and ends off with Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Hashabbos. That's one long bracha. Contained in it are mention of the thoughts of all of the seven brachas that a person would normally say in Shmon Esrei. It talks about the idea of Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, Elokei Abraham, excuse me, Magen Avos, and we talk about Mechayim Esim, Akel HaKodesh, the Bershom Mekadosh HaShabbos, that the Bershom is going to give us Sholem. So we mention all of these ideas of the brachas of Kela Hoidois, he's the Kela of Hoidoa. So he mentioned all of the thoughts of the Shmon Esrei in this bracha. But you only say one bracha. So normally you cannot choose to say one bracha instead of your Shmon Esrei, instead of your 19 brachas, one bracha instead of seven brachas. You have to say the full thing. But the lach is over here, but yeah, but he's Yotze. Mishum Latilat Arbis Rishos, he Kilo Ba. Because since Arbis is Rishos, it's not a Chiyav Gomer for a person to say it. So Chazal were makel that he can be Yotze his Chiyav of Shmon Esrei with this bracha. Now the Gemara comes out in brachas that Chazal were not Mechayev us to say Tfilas Arbis. However, the Rishonim already say that Klal Yisrael has undertaken to daven Ma'ariv, and a person is not allowed to be lenient in this Minhag Yisrael. The subservice says that a Minhag Yisrael becomes binding upon us, it gets it in like a netter deraisa. So a person can no longer be Mekel and not daven Ma'ariv. Bizman Chazal, a person had a choice to daven Ma'ariv or not, and if he chose not to, that was fine. But nowadays he doesn't have that option. But even so, since it was originally set up as Rishos, certain leniencies apply to it. One of them is you could be Yotze with the bracha of Bracha Achaz Me'en Sheva. Okay, he's Yotze with that. He listens to it word for word, and he has Kavanah to be Yotze. We have to have the Chazan has to have Kavanah to Yotze him. Ramosha suggests that maybe the Chazan, by virtue of davening for the Omid, there's almost an automatic kabbana that he's there too much of the tzibur. So maybe you can rely on that. After the Chazan finishes the Baruch Achaz Mein Sheva, so the person who's listening and being Yotze has to say Oseh Sholem. Pesei Gimel Pesius, he steps back and he says, Asher Sholem. V'davki Meshatz. Avlechatila also the Yisparlo B'yochid Baruch Achaz Ben Sheva. A person cannot go on his own and say this tefillah. And maybe if he did say it on his own, not in the context of the tzibur, I'm not sure that whether you're yotze or not. And Mishabur paskins in the Bir Locha that your person is not yotze. Mishabas v'yomtiv she'ein kimin shashatz ein omazgir shal yomtiv. But in a case where Shabbos falls out on yomtiv, so in the Shemoneh Esrei, a person is supposed to mention Shabbos and yomtiv. The Baruch Achaz main shoulder main Shabbat, the person is not supposed to mention yomtiv. It's only there because of the kana of Shabbos. So he does not mention Yom Tov in the bracha. So how can we get the Shemoneh Esrei on the night of a Yom Tov, which is also Shabbos, but a night of Yom Tov where you have a chiyuv to mention Yom Tov and you're davening, you're not yet saying Yom Tov, you're davening because you're just mentioning Shabbos. So in that situation, where it comes out on Shabbos and Yom Tov, in that situation, the only solution is to go back and to daven Shemoneh Esrei. And cannot rely on the Bracha Achas Me'ein Sheva. Okay, have a good day.